Hi everybody, and welcome to the Next Steps video, the very first one for 2025.
Yeah, great to be with you all.
So Dave and I are coming to you at almost the end of our three-week annual vacation, and we have had the most wonderful, joyful, restful time. It was much needed as we really didn't get our annual rest last year, but we have managed to kick this year off with 3 weeks of just wonderful time with the Lord, wonderful time with each other, lots of sleep, lots of lovely walks along the beach, lots of rest and swimming.
Maybe too much food. But that's why you're disciplined all year.
But we do really wanted to take this time just to encourage you before we kick off the rest of the video and just say we really hope and pray that you guys take seriously the call to Sabbath rest daily, the call to Sabbath rest weekly, the call to Sabbath rest annually. And it is just so important how you plan and strategically provide for that time for you
yes.
and your family. You know, so many times we hear people say, oh gosh, I need a holiday to recover from my holiday. And I guess for a whole bunch of reasons, probably mostly financial reasons, over the past 35 years, David and I, certainly for the first 25, never really took an annual vacation where we did anything other than just rest and recuperate. We didn't have the funds to travel or, you know, trek off around the place. But we were able to set ourselves a really good precedent of what an annual rest and vacation look like. Mm-hmm. And I just know how important it is for David to have that. I know how important it is for me. We want to really encourage you as part of your planning this year with the Lord to really take your annual vacation time before Him and ask Him how He would have you spend that time together with your husband, with your wife, with your family, whomever you vacation with. Really set it before the Lord and ask for His input.
And the first question I'd have is it in your calendar?
Yeah.
Because it takes effort and coordination to take 2 to 3 weeks holiday, vacation time, and we would encourage 2 to 3 weeks. But if it's not in your calendar in February, it's not happening this year because it won't fit in. You won't find time where all of a sudden time makes itself available. So you should be working at least 12 months ahead and planning for it and praying for it and booking it and really getting ready for it. So first and foremost, make sure it's in the calendar.
So the Next Steps videos for 2025, we have taken a bit of a change of direction in what we're going to do in these. And moving forward, they're going to become more of a training opportunity for David and I to take the broader community through some, I guess, hints and tips of the best way to be working a strategic life journal in your life and in your family's life. And so we're going to take this year to do that. And then in the midst of that is we've actually changed the name of the Strategic Life Journal, the SLJ,
to the Strategic Life Roadmap.
Yeah.
And we came about that over Christmas as a wider family. We're all getting together. And one thing we've all noticed in many circumstances, that it's very hard for men to journal. There's something about the word journal and men, and myself included, that's very difficult to get our head around because a lot of us think that means dear diary.
Which it never did.
It never did. It was a Dennis word. It was like a journal entry, sort of like an accounting principle. But I think the word journal really stops a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And so as a group, we all just played around with some names and Strategic Life Roadmap, because really what we're trying to do is on an annual basis, yearly, weekly, monthly basis, is be working with the Lord and being really strategic and focused about what we're doing. Whether that's in a book that looks like a diary, if that works, that's fantastic. If you're more like me, it's probably on a spreadsheet, on mind maps, it's in different places. It doesn't really matter. It's about, am I being intentional about my walk with the Father? with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus? Am I being intentional in my discipleship of my family or my friends? And where's the plan? Just like we just spoke about annual vacation, that should be in your strategic life roadmap. When am I vacationing? When am I Sabbathing? How am I going? On a weekly basis, how was the Sabbath this week? How did we go? Did we do well? Sometimes you do really terrible. You have terrible Sabbath rest. It's not a rest at all. You feel worse after it. But if you're not being strategic, if you're not looking at it, you're never going to get there. So that's why we want it to become a roadmap. Because again, having a journal from last year is not actually that useful for this year. It's good to reference off, but what are we doing this year is the most important. And we need to stay focused on that.
So what does that mean for this year, and how is the next steps going to change in terms of the SLR? What we're going to do is actually work at interviewing some people, doing like a question and answer, how people are implementing the SLR into their journey and into their walk with the Lord in their family, in their own personal life. How does it look for various members of the community who have been working at the SLR for maybe a year, 10 years, some people 15, 20 years? And so we're going to pull apart the question and answer format for David and I. What does this look like? And one of the things we have really changed this year too is with the men in our family and in our home fellowship group, our men are going to be doing what's called Slack sessions. And that might sound a little bit strange, but what does SLAP stand for, David?
Strategic Life Action Plan.
That's right. And so David's going to actually kick off the first Next Steps video next month with a SLAP introduction. And he's going to talk through with you what that looks like for himself and for the men in our family, and even for the young men, because we've got Romeo, who is 14, who's actually joined these SLAP sessions this year as well. So it's going to be the very first cab off the rank next month, and we hope that it will be helpful to you. That's the only reason that we are doing these videos, is that we hope on some level, in some way, this is able to help you in your journey with the Lord.
And be encouraged. You're not doing it as well as you could. But you'll say that every year. Every year we should be doing better than we've done. So don't go into condemnation. That's not what we're about. Mm. We're about now and we're about going forward.
Yeah.
So stay there.
Yeah. So take this rebranding of the SLJ as your new beginning to what does it look like for me personally to have an SLR moving forward. And I know Justine's done some great graphics and some great imagery for us around the SLR. We really hope that this is something that the Holy Spirit really speaks to you in, and that you feel encouraged and a little excited about what this might look like for you personally as we walk through all that is before us in the SRT community for 2025.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Look, and just as a conclusion, I know all of us would have had the first study call on Eternity Begins Now, that book. That book is just foundational. We're going to love tracking through that this year. And again, what we're going to try and do is take that book and convert it into an action or a focus and put that focus in our SLR. So you're going to see all these things come together. So please stay. They've been fantastic calls. The month of February was just absolutely fantastic calls. We mixed the groups up a little bit. You know, that caused a little pain for some because change is always difficult, but we really wanted to, A, solidify the nations in terms of Singapore, Malaysia, Australia, New Zealand, try and get people in their local regions, then get all the age demographics together. You know, we learn so much off the younger people in our groups, as well as the older people, but unfortunately for Natalie and I, there's not too many that fit in that category, but it's just such a joy to be with everyone. We look forward to seeing you throughout the year.
We do. We love you. It's great to be with you. Let's get into all that Father has for us in 2025.